Yes, we are the trans passport group. So we interpreted trans as meaning across. So this is a kind of crossing of borders, bio-geopolitical passing through the inspection and verification protocols, practices, rituals of border control. So we express this or materialize this in terms of bodies and credentials, in terms of power, resistance, and change from a dystopian to a utopian perspective. So our first presentation is going to dramatize the experience of passing through. The second one will look at the administrative protocols and the possible futures of such protocols. And the third group within our group will look at the artifacts of control and resistance that could be manipulated by the agent themselves or the subject themselves. So that's it. I will start with Pablo, who will introduce his project.
So basically, as I explained upstairs yesterday or the day before yesterday, I don't remember anymore, there was this idea about making gender imprints as a replacement to the finger imprint. So you and I, we were throwing that around, not too aware of the implications of all of that. And actually, when we enacted that situation of a gender imprint, we actually ended up realizing how violent it is to ask a person about, you know, what's your gender and stuff. And voila, and the small performative experiment we carried out speaks for itself. And maybe we go on with presenting.
No,
we're going to play this. It'll be looped. Yeah. So we'll be watching this as we listen to the rest. It's kind of the backdrop of all our projects.
Thank you. Gave them all.
And In this passport, you are told to fill in a few things. And me and you, we have a very kind interaction where you are asked to put in some, maybe some peculiar measurements that you haven't measured before. Mm-hmm. For instance, I would now like you to put in the length from your tip of your finger to your elbow, and we can maybe write that into your passport, if you don't mind. Mm-hmm. So if I can just measure you, please. That's 18 centimeter and a half. No, 18.
Inch.
Oh, in? Yeah, of course, yeah. That sounded very short. You wouldn't have gone so bad.
No, I mean,
46. Oh, yeah, okay. It's just a simulation.
Yeah. I'm writing it down.
Yeah, we are writing it down.
And then you have to stand in line with everyone else.
Yes.
And where is it?
Everyone else.
Right here.
Here. So now there are several people in front and behind, mm-hmm. and you're standing in line. And you're not sure for what, but there seems to be a great excitement for what's at the end of this line. I'll leave you with that.
And here you'll come to not actually, well, I'm just standing motionless and impassively next to a computer screen with a webcam. And mm-hmm. here is the face scan. Mm-hmm. And so you have to stand in front and wait for your face to be scanned. But then you fail.
Oh shit.
There's a big alarm. But there are no instructions as to why you failed. But right next to you, if you look over here, there's a table of props that look like you can use them to alter your appearance. Mm-hmm. And then maybe you'll pass.
First of all, though, I'm going to put an X on your passport.
So I don't know. I don't know if you wanna try some things to see if you can
maybe
pass.
hack your image uh-huh. so perhaps you could pass.
I would recommend the face alterer that magnifies part of your face. Yeah, I think maybe your chin was too small for the but who knows? Who knows what it was?
Oh my God. Can I put it back?
Yeah. So then we'll try and get to scan you.
Yeah.
Make sure you didn't spring off on the scanner again. Yeah.
So we didn't have time to make a show.
No.
Well, that clearly didn't work, did it?
No.
So maybe we should try again.
Now somebody has told you only have 3 tries, and this is your last one, then what are you going
to
do?
And what do you do if you don't get to the other side? Because, like, clearly there's something on the other side, and this is quite a big deal.
Yeah. This is quite a big deal.
So there's a lot riding on this, you know?
Should we do it
Ding! Good job!
Ding!
This time you can get a cheek on your
passport.
Here's
my picture.
Good work.
I'll be the clerk at the desk mm-hmm. and I'll check your passport. Meanwhile, you are hearing several people who just get X's and have to go back, and they're stuck in this world,
this loop, this
fraction.
And then at the same time, there are people who pass on their first try without having to alter anything, and they're already through to the next room.
But you have
one. Quite a big deal.
But the loop only goes 3 times, which kind of sucks.
No, because if you just only get the red X's, you get back to the line. And
you get back to the back
starts.
Of the line, and you could be stuck forever.
And the conditions might change. But you have one. You have one green V. So. Although, to me, you're just a paper, I'll show you over here. Mm-hmm. And it seems like you are one of the few who have been able to access the room.
The room.
And as you walk over there, you hear more and more talk about the room. And at the end of your path, you see a woman
waving at
the end of a red spiral staircase. And it turns out that she is very friendly. You immediately feel safe and happy.
Maybe as you continue going upwards, you start to feel a sense of superiority towards the people who didn't pass.
Because here there are more and more people going in circle and only getting red X's. But you are better than them.
And you just keep hearing the brrrr in the distance.
Yeah. Ah! Ah! And then you go inside and you forget about all those people down here. and then we haven't actually asked for the access to open this room.
The simulation of a simulation.
So now to explain what would be in that room if we could open it was that there would be nothing.
Nothing at all.
It's just a regular room, but you have access to it and all the other people didn't. So actually, in the end, it's not a big deal for you to be in the room because there is, it is no different from any other room.
But it is a big deal for all of the people who couldn't get in.
Yeah, because they have no idea what's in the room. And that is the simulation.